In the summer of 1990, as he announced his army's surprise invasion of Kuwait, the Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein told his people that the neighboring oil-rich country was rightfully theirs. Many believed him. When he announced Kuwait's annexation as Iraq's 19th province, they celebrated with patriotic fervor. Several months later, a U.S.-led military coalition, which included Arab states, threatened to expel the Iraqi occupiers. Undaunted, Hussein assured his people that their army would annihilate its foes in the mother of all battles. By this time, some Iraqis were probably questioning, at least to themselves, the veracity of Saddam's claims. But under his brutal dictatorship, there was little they could do. In early 1991, they watched in horror as coalition forces destroyed the fleeing Iraqi army. Thousands of their sons, brothers, and husbands were helplessly slaughtered in the desert by the massive firepower of the coalition. As George Orwell said, a battlefield provides a solid reality check on false beliefs. The U.S. president who led the coalition was George H.W. Bush. His forces could easily have taken Baghdad and overthrown Hussein. Instead, they halted their advance in southern Iraq and then withdrew. They had achieved their objective of liberating Kuwait, not to mention ensuring that this country would remain a reliable U.S. oil supplier. 12 years later, however, Bush's son, following his father's footsteps in the presidency, told Americans that Saddam Hussein was developing weapons of mass destruction that could be used against the U.S. homeland, threatening a repeat of attacks like those of September 11, 2001. Most Americans trusted the second president, George Bush, and supported his 2003 invasion of Iraq. They believed that overthrowing Hussein would ultimately save American lives by establishing a peaceful, democratic Iraqi government allied with the U.S. 6 weeks after the attack, under a banner that read, "Mission Accomplished," Bush declared the end of the conflict. By this time, many Americans were questioning the veracity of his claims. They could no longer overlook daily news of a growing insurgency against the occupying forces and intensified sectarian violence.